The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
And then we come to the book of Micah. Many people say that this is the sweetest book of the prophets. We find that Micah worked in the year 740 to 700 B.C. And in the seven chapters of this book, perhaps the outstanding statement is the familiar question, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Remember that Israel was subdued by the Assyrians in 722 B.C. and went into captivity. 2 Kings 17 tells us of that. This 40 years of Micah's prophesying was during a most significant era of time. Due to the stirring work of the prophets and the better rule of Judah's kings, Judah existed as a kingdom until 586 B.C. when Babylon took them completely into captivity. Read 2 Chronicles 36. Micah was a contemporary with Isaiah. His work was deemed even more important than it would otherwise be, in that Micah taught and exhorted during the sinful, degenerate reign of Ahaz, one of Judah's few really evil kings. Idolatry was rampant in Judah at this time, and indifference toward divine matters was characteristic during the reign of Ahaz. So in our common speech, Micah had his work cut out for him. Perhaps the best known and most often referred to text in Micah, centered around chapter 5, verse 2, where he predicted the virgin birth would be in Bethlehem of Judea, and in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, where he tells us in a threefold answer what the Lord requires of us. Micah was from a little town in the western part of Judah called Moresheth. This area had previously been under the rule of Gath, one of the five great Philistine cities of paganism. During the reign of Uzziah, some 50 years prior to Micah's time, it was brought into Judah's domain. Most writers agree that Micah follows Hosea in chronological order as a prophet. Following the evil rule of Ahaz, there ensued in Judah a partial reformation under Hezekiah. No doubt the prophet Micah had something to do with this revival of spirituality. Some have thought that the latter portion of the book deals with the start of Manasseh's wicked reign. Chapter 7 would coincide with such a theory, as it tells of the corruption of God's people. Manasseh's 55 years over Judah was the period of idolatry and priestly impurities. One of the main rebukes in this book deals with the terrible influence of the leaders of the people of God, who had embraced the sins of the day and thus led the common man astray. Micah hesitates not to speak against the capital, as well as those in the country regions about Jerusalem. Along with Amos, Micah condemned the rich for oppressing the poor and practicing cruelty to get the job done. Like Hosea, Micah became indignant at the disloyalty of Jehovah's bride, Israel. Similar to Malachi, Micah sternly denounced the empty formalism of the priestly system and the matter-of-fact take-it-for-granted worship and ceremonial duties. In fact, most scholars agree that Micah was the most forceful and effective prophet in denouncing such practices which ate as a cankerworm into the life of Judah. Read Micah 6, 1-8. In the midst of the sinfulness of the people and the impending doom, a bright promise of hope is pictured in Micah chapter 5. One day the Messiah will come, being born in Bethlehem, and all of Israel's troubles will be over. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49:10, will bring peace and joy and love to the sin-cursed earth. Micah emphasizes that Messiah is the hope of the world. In the shifting of foundations, the breaking up of the moral, religious, and social orders, the hope of the world is the Christ whose kingdom of grace and redeeming power shall extend from pole to pole.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.